Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Life of a Gentleman. So glad you tuned in. We really want to say thank you for listening for the past few weeks and getting some great feedback from you all. So definitely keep the ideas flowing and let's keep this conversation going. You can always get in touch with us on our Instagram page at Gentleman's Podcast. If you have a show idea, suggestion, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show. Speaking of guests, today we have an amazing couple of guests that will be joining us. We have the pleasure of interviewing somebody that's been doing big things in the world of entertainment. He's connected with household names like Diddy and been on shows like The Breakfast Club. And now he's agreed to join us on our show, The Life of a Gentleman. We'll be talking with Larry Morrow, and you are going to see exactly how he has leveraged the power of social media and networking to really make himself a force to be reckoned with. And also, he has a new book out that you're definitely going to want to hear about. And also, Dennis joins us once again with the style tip of the week. We are talking about working with photographers. We know how important it is if you want to really step up your Instagram page or your Facebook page and want to be taken serious as an influencer. You have to have the right photographer, but sometimes it can be tricky working with them. So we have some do's and don'ts and some tips that you need to look out for. Last but not least, we talk with somebody who is also in the field of helping others. He is a certified counselor, and he will be talking about work-life balance. You know, a lot of us are talking about starting our own business, and we can get a little bit out of control sometimes, get a little bit unbalanced. So Jason Wasser is here to help us get back on track. Guys, we have a power-packed show for you this week. You are not going to want to miss it. Get ready. It's coming to you right now. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Guys, welcome back to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman, where we interact with people who are doing big things in the world of business, fashion, and a lot of times lifestyle. And this gentleman that we have coming to the show has really done all three things. So the gentleman we have coming to the show is Larry Morrow. He is an author and entrepreneur. He has a new book out, All Bets on Me, and you might have seen him on The Breakfast Club. I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that. Larry, welcome to the show.
I appreciate y'all having me. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Larry.
Doing great, Larry. Glad to have you on board, my man.
I appreciate y'all taking the time out, you know, to have me.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for people who may not be familiar with you and your work, can you go ahead and give us an overview of what it is you do, and then also what inspired you to write this book?
I'm an entrepreneur, and what I do is I have an event production company. That's sort of where I got my start. And from, you know, doing events, I built a lot of relationships, and throughout the years, it's met a lot of people and just continues to build. There's a platform that God, you know, gave me and to use it to, you know, do what I do. I've done events for so long, and for like the last 6-7 years, I decided, you know, I want to do something different and kind of get that promoter stigma off me, because people often just think that I'm just a promoter. And so, you know, right now I'm 27 years old, and I've done a lot in, you know, in these 27 years, and I'm able to write a book. I have a restaurant that I'm currently opening up next month, called Marlowe's in New Orleans.
Nice.
Also, I have a property development company. I have the book, of course. I have a nonprofit called Hope for Tomorrow. And so I think I'm much bigger than just a promoter, you know. I don't like to classify myself as just a promoter because I feel like it just boxes me in. And me and Karen Civil were talking one day, and she introduced me to somebody, and she was like, well, this is Larry, the promoter. She was like, wait, I don't even know if I should call you a promoter because what I do is much more diverse. I mean, just over the years, I've been able to build and just connect with different people and, you know, just create a brand that's been well-respected throughout my city and throughout the, you know, the states, just to continue to do what I do. And I work with people like Diddy, Drake, Chris Brown, Floyd Mayweather, Fabulous, from like the reality stars, Drea, Toya, you know, and the list goes on.
Well, Larry, let us know some of the work you've been doing with the nonprofit. And I always like to hear stories like that about, you know, how you're helping out the community.
Well, me and JT hooked up. We wanted to create something more than just, JT is my publicist. We wanted to create something more than just a party. We wanted to create a party with a purpose. So we will put together these big events and not just, you know, make the money. We'll also donate money to different organizations that we felt were, you know, doing, like putting back into the community. You know, so we just thought we had a bigger purpose than just doing parties and bringing people out to have a good time and collecting this money. We wanted to put back into the community while we were doing it, you know, because they say when God bless you with fruit, you know, you be fruitful, you know, you help, you give those fruit to other people as well. Don't just keep it for yourself. And you know, that's what we did. You know, we just created parties with a purpose. So with my nonprofit, Hope for Tomorrow, we'll put it on an annual gala, and we'll pick one organization in New Orleans that we felt were putting back into the community. So the last gala that we've done, we partnered up with an organization called Bless 26. And Bless 26 is a local mentoring organization that mentored young men, you know, who didn't have father figures or who were just raised by their mother. And we thought that was important because it starts with the youth, you know, not just with the men, with the ladies as well. But we felt like in New Orleans, a lot of things are being affected by a majority of young men with crime and everything. So we felt it was important to touch them. You know, that's what we've been doing, just making sure we're putting back into the community and just not taking.
Yeah, when we hear that, you know, that's part of our mission as well, to kind of set an example for those coming up behind us. And man, at 27 years of age, man, how you've accomplished so much. Where do you get this drive and work ethic to go out there and make these things happen, make these connections?
See, people say I accomplished so much, and you know, I mean, I think I've accomplished some, like enough, but I haven't accomplished enough. You know, like I accomplished things, but I just really don't see, I guess, what other people see. But my drive comes from, like, my book speaks about how, you know, as a kid, I used to gamble a lot. Like, me and my friends, we would shoot dice a lot, and this was 12, 13 years old, shooting dice. And we would gamble behind my best friend's dad's barbershop. And, you know, just at an early age, I became numb to risk. Like, risk was something I loved to take. Losing money wasn't something that I feared anymore, you know. It was something that I kind of, like, that gave me a rush. But to make a long story short, throughout my younger days until now, you know, making that transition from a kid to an entrepreneur, I learned how to gamble on myself. But, you know, my family, they were going through a lot of, you know, financial situations. Like, my mom, I watched my mom and my grandmother, you know, be up in life and then watch them go on this roller coaster and life take them on this journey to where, you know, finances were an issue at some point. So that kind of sparked a lot of motivation within me because, you know, it's tough when you see your family, your mother, and there's the people you love struggle. You know, I was raised by three women, my mom, my sister, and my grandmother. So to see them struggle kind of gave me that extra push I needed, you know. So that was kind of my motivation the whole time, you know, just knowing that I have somebody I'm doing it for and not just myself.
It's awesome.
That's awesome, Larry. Now, I'm curious, Larry, how has it been being influenced by some of the big names out there like Diddy, Fabulous, and Mayweather? How was it working with them or even getting to know them?
Yeah, I think I mean, it was pretty cool working with them. Like, I enjoyed, especially like Diddy. Diddy was somebody I grew up, you know, looking up to. And to see how he made his way through the industry. And he started off as a promoter.
That's true.
For me to work with him, before I started writing my book, I'm like, yo, I want to work with Diddy. You know, a lot of things that we wrote down just started to happen. I want to work with Diddy. I want to work with Drake. Next thing you know, I'm working with Diddy and Drake. But working with him, it was a crazy experience because I called my mom one day. I'm like, yo, mom, guess who I just booked? She's like, who? And I'm like, yo, I just booked Diddy. like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, man.
Crazy.
He was going crazy. She was ecstatic.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, Ma, don't tell anybody. I said, if you can't be dry yet, I haven't signed the contract yet, so I can't tell nobody. She's like, okay, okay. She's like, does he know he's your idol? But I'm saying all that to say that my mom knew as a kid that somebody I looked up to and I admired for his work. And to be able to work with him, you know, by the age of 25, it was just amazing. And knowing that, you know, I kind of put it out there to the universe. I spoke about it. You know, it's somebody I wanted to work with. And somebody who I've been around, you know, coming up. When I was 20 years old, I was at Diddy Crib. And, I mean, he definitely don't remember this, but I had, like, his chefs was cooking me and my homie Los, King Los. Breakfast and everything. I was at his crib. I'm 20. My homie was like, yo, look, Puff just moved to me, L.A. I need you to fly out here. So he moved up to L.A. I'm sitting down eating with my mom and my grandmother and my sister. And I went and found some clothes. As soon as I got the call, I was on the first flight to L.A. that same night. And once I got there, it was just crazy. You know, his house looked like it overviewed the whole world.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
Just to see. So at 20 years old, and I often tell people, it's like, if you want to achieve something or to be something, you got to go out there and see what's out there. Like, you can't expect to achieve and touch different pinnacles in life without knowing what's out there for you to get, you know? So just being able to see it with my own eyes is kind of motivating me as well.
That's awesome. I mean, that, yeah, that you just went after it, man. You didn't waste any time. You dived right in.
Yeah, I had to, man. I felt like when I was going to L.A., I remember the first time. That was like my first, that was my second trip to L.A., but I never really traveled, you know, alone. You know, and traveling, you know, being a little kid, going way to the West Coast by yourself in this big city, you know, and not knowing nobody, really. It was scary. You know, it was something that, you know, I had to get used to. But over time, I got used to it. Like, now I go hop on a flight and go to New York, go to L.A., go wherever, and just, I feel at home because I built with so many people over the years, you know, and it just makes it welcoming whenever I'm in a city and I know so many people and everybody welcomes me with open arms, you know?
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And you know, because you said that, and I want to ask you a question because I've been trying to work with different people, help them develop their business ideas, and I keep getting the same question over and over again. They want to ask, how do they get started? And I've tried to explain it the best way I could, but I think you're the perfect person to answer that question. What do you tell somebody who has an idea, they have a dream, how do they get started? What's the first step?
I think just going for it. You know, a lot of people, they procrastinate on, you know, what it is they want. And if you love something, if you love what you do, you just got to kind of take that leap of faith and just go for it. Whether it's, you know, you want to start a company, you know, go ahead and start your LLC. Come up with your game plan and execute. You know, it's easier to sit there and drum up ideas. We can do that all day, but the execution is the hardest part because a lot of people just don't really have the drive to do it. And I think that's the beauty of an entrepreneur. Like, a lot of people don't classify entrepreneur as a thing. You know, it's not a rapper, it's not an actor, it's not an entertainer, or whatever you want to call it. But an entrepreneur is an actual thing. You know, it takes a certain talent to wake up in the morning and motivate yourself and go out there and achieve your goals and create your own opportunity. So for anybody out there, an aspiring entrepreneur, I suggest that they just go ahead and go for it, you know? Because you got to take the shot in order to know if you're making it. You know, and a lot of people, they sit there and afraid and of the outcome, but it's okay to fail as well. I failed a lot of times and I got knocked down. I took a lot of L's, lost a lot of money. But one thing I did do, I stayed consistent. And I think the consistency and my drive and the will to just keep going, you know, really got me to where I'm at.
I like that. Yeah, don't be afraid to lose.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, man, you can't. You gotta lose. You gotta lose in order to win. You cannot be in any industry and just expect to win, win, win.
Now, Larry, I'm a big avid reader, so tell us a little bit about All Bets on Me, the book that you have.
All Bets on Me is an autobiography and self-help. It's a transition from a kid to a 27-year-old entrepreneur. So it articulates my journey over those years and how I love to gamble, and me just gambling my whole life made me numb to that risk factor. So when I became of age to gamble in the casino, I gambled for 2 years straight. Gambled all day, every day. You know what I mean? I spent majority of my time in the casino. And at that point in my life, I think I was like 23. And I realized what it was to be addicted to something. You know, I never did any drug, I never smoked, never popped pills, never did anything. But I knew what it was to be addicted because I would spend all my time there and literally spend all my money. So one day I lost a large amount of money, which made me realize that I can't keep hustling backwards. So from that moment forward, while I was in the casino, I'm like, you know what? I got to start betting on a game where the odds are more in my favor and not on a game where the odds are more against me. So that's when I went from losing money in the casino to making money with the casino. So now, like, you know, I bring Drake, Diddy, Chris Brown, Floyd Mayweather, Fab, anybody you can name, I bring them to this casino. I partner with them and we make money together. So it's just crazy how I was able to take something that was such a negative thing in my life. Like gambling, it brought me a lot of stress. Like, you know, when you're up there, you're losing all your money, you can't get up on the table, you just spend all your time and all your money and forget about everything else you have to know. You know, that's a real addiction. And, you know, it just took a lot of my time, and I'm glad I was able to shake that and turn that into a positive. And now partner with the casino and walk by these crap tables and these blackjack tables and not really, you know, get an urge to gamble anymore. Because me gambling in the industry I'm in, I get that same rush. You know, when I'm betting that money, I'm putting that money up, I'm paying Drake in hopes of making it back. You know, I get that same rush, and it's just a more calculated risk now. You know, I'm still, it's not exactly like the casino where the odds are more against me. This is more in my favor because this is something I'm familiar with. It's something I love to do and something I know how to do. So when I take that risk now, it's just more calculated versus, you know, going on a 50-50, you know?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, you know. For anybody that's interested in entrepreneurship, starting a business, you know, a side hustle, whatever it may be, you need to get this book, All Bets on Me. So Larry, do us a favor before we close out. Let us know how we can get the book, if you have a website, and also your social media so people can follow this journey, man. This is amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, you can purchase the book at www.larry-morrow.com. My social media is Larry_Morrow on Twitter, Instagram, and the book is also available on Amazon, iTunes, and you know, all other media outlets. So if y'all would like to support the All Bets on Me, make sure y'all go cop that. It's definitely a book that you can be inspired by and learn, you know, just a little bit of how I got to where I'm at now, and, you know, possibly apply to your life somehow.
Well, Mr. Morrow, you're definitely a hustler and an inspiration to a lot of young guys trying to come up in the game. So I appreciate your time, man.
Nah, I appreciate that big time, man. As a kid, I always wanted to be able to express myself so much to where I wanted to be, you know, a rapper. You know, me and my friends try to come out with a group. And it just, rapping wasn't my thing. But 15 years later, I'm here writing my book. And, you know, this is my testimony. This is my album. This is my way I can articulate and express my feelings to, you know, the world, and, you know, hoping for people to be inspired by.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on, and we appreciate your time, and I'm following you on social media and looking forward to seeing what comes next for Larry. Appreciate your time, Larry.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, guys? This is Dennis coming to you again for this week's Style Tip of the Week. Today we're pretty much going to be talking about some of the things that we love to do, which is the photo shoots. Now, to have a photo shoot, you're required to have a photographer. So we're going to touch up on pretty much how to hire a photographer and the good and the bad of it.
Yeah, that's a great subject. You know, I believe that you and I both get messages all the time about who takes our photos or how we schedule these photography sessions, because the thing about Instagram compared to other social media outlets is that you have to have high quality photography if you're going to make a difference. So using an iPhone or something like that, it can get you by, but it's not what you really need if you want to really grow your account. Right, Dennis?
Exactly, my friend. Big brands are not gonna be satisfied with a phone picture, a close-up of an iPhone picture. Now, with everything going on in fashion, lifestyle is a must. And to take lifestyle pictures, you need a great camera and a very good photographer that knows the angles that you like, and feature some of the great street shots that you kind of see all over the Instagram.
Yeah, you're exactly right. As a brand owner myself, I really get excited when somebody takes the time to have a high quality photography session with the products that I sent them, because that lets me know they're taking it serious. The pictures just come out so much better. Like you said, you need the lifestyle shots moving around, not just standing there taking chest deeps. You know, that was great 3 years ago, but I think people want to see a little bit of personality today.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that brands look to when they hire me for a particular campaign. It could be a watch, shoe, clothes. They want the audience to feel that you're actually wearing this jacket in a way where it's fashionable, it's not safe, and not anybody could wear it, but if they do want to try that style, it's something that they could reach to. So it's pretty much a lot of these brands are online. They don't have them in stores. There's no stores, so there's no mannequins marketing with these brands that you find online or on Instagram. So the best way for them to show you how to style things is through influencers. Now let me tell you something, Rich. I know you had your little difficult times with some of the, you know, lifestyle shots that you get with your subscription box or your accessories. How frustrating is that for you? You're a person that you believe in your brand and you know the worth, and then somebody just gives you maybe half-assed work. How you feel about that?
Yeah, it's a little disappointing, and you really don't want to continue the relationship with the influencer just based on the level of quality of work. So if somebody just looks like they opened a package and snapped a picture real quick with their iPhone, whatever the case may be, right there, that kind of ends the relationship for me. I'm not really interested in continuing because I can't really use those pictures on any social media campaign or email marketing campaign because they're not really high quality. So it's frustrating, definitely, to say the least. But, you know, one thing I want to transition into is you and I have worked together on a lot of different photo shoots. You've come out to visit and we've linked up and gone to other cities and done photo shoots. So we've had a lot of experience working with photographers. Give us some good, bad, and ugly. Let's start with the good.
Well, the good is you're going to get amazing content. 9 out of 10 times, that photographer is going to have a camera that's top of the line. So you know your pictures are going to be probably better than anything you have already on your page. So that's a good news. Another positive aspect of it is you get to build a relationship with that photographer where if it works out the first time, hey, you know what? Let's do it again. And, you know, half of the time they either do it for free or they give you a good discount based on your reach, your Instagram reach or Facebook reach or Twitter reach. So it all depends on your page. Having a photographer with you everywhere you go, or if you go to another city or somewhere local, is a must to be a top-notch influencer.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense what you're saying. And the thing is, they will be willing to give you a discount sometimes because of the quality pictures that you're giving. So if your style is on point and you're able to take it serious, you're not goofing off. They can use those pictures to market themselves as well. And if you tag them, like you mentioned, they get exposure there as well. Now, some of the bad, I'll jump in on this, is, man, a lot of times you got to be careful with your photographer. Get this in writing. When you sign a contract with a photographer and you're paying to have them do your pictures, make sure you understand and you're both on the same page about the amount of pictures that you're going to get. Also, if they're going to edit the pictures for you. And lastly, the most important one, I know you hate this one, Dennis, how long is it going to take for them to get those pictures to you? Because there's been some times we've worked with a photographer and 6 weeks later, you are begging for the pictures because the season is about to change. They've taken so long getting those pictures to you.
Yeah, see, the problem with that is a lot of the times when we're doing photo shoots, we're actually promoting it live. So, you know, we're doing a little behind the scenes, IG stories. So the audience is, you know, excited to see what you could come up with. Then it kind of, the whole momentum of that photo shoot stops. So that same outfit that you had that day, you're probably going to say, you know what, I just bought this for this photo shoot, specifically for this photo shoot. Now I got to wear it for another photo shoot. So you're taking away from that actual great look that you came up with, and you're going to wear it before you actually post your first photo shoot in that outfit.
Man, that is the worst, waiting. And how about the ugly? For me, unprofessionalism. When you're working with somebody, you hire them and they're unprofessional. They show up on the job and they're not prepared. I know you have some pet peeves about that.
We're prepared as far as, you know, influencers and people. For yourself, is you have a brand. So you know, you have ties, you have pocket squares, so everybody's on board. I could remember this. Remember this DC shoot? Yeah, it lasted about 8 hours. You know what's the most disappointing part about that? You went through all that, and then you look back, and the content and the pictures are not up to date.
Yeah, that's something that can just drag you down. You know, you go for a shoot, like, you know, we did a marathon shoot that day, had a whole bunch of guys come in, and 8 hours in 90 degree weather, and when you get the pictures back, they're not what you expect, man, your heart just drops. And there's also been experiences where we show up and photographers are literally drinking on the job, you know. So how focused can they be when they're enjoying a Long Island iced tea and then it's time for action? You get your pictures back, some of them are blurry. Get these things in writing before you get started. Let the photographer know your standards and set the stipulations, like no drinking, this is the amount of time, we need to have breaks, people need to rest. All this stuff needs to be in writing up front.
I think if you're going to have a successful photo shoot, that guy that you were that photographer for, that has to understand that it's not about being buddies, and you know, you could do all that stuff later after the shoot. Once that shoot starts, your professional level and you're being on time and on the photographers have equipment, so all that equipment, they have to either have an assistant. If you're a photographer and you usually come alone, it's gonna be very difficult for you to move around. So I like working with photographers that actually have another guy shooting from one angle and then one from another angle. I think that works out much better. I've had my last two photo shoots have been amazing. I'm probably gonna work with them again.
Yeah, it's like finding a good relationship. You know, once you have something good, you want to hold on to it. So hopefully these tips were helpful for people. Hey, Dennis, go ahead and let everybody know how to check out your photos and see what you're doing on social media.
All right, guys, I'm on Dennis Undercole Styles, and I'll be working with my favorite photographers out, Exquisite Views, this weekend. So be on the lookout for that on Saturday. And trust me, they're on time.
That makes all the difference in the world, Dennis. I'll talk to you soon.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, it's the interview segment of The Life of a Gentleman. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about entrepreneurship, so we thought that we'd have on somebody who deals with entrepreneurs on a daily basis. And this guy is really an expert. He is a certified marriage and family therapist, and he's also a business coach, so we can come at this from different angles. Let's welcome to the show Jason Wasser. How's it going today?
It's doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're glad you could come on. You know, I gave the people just a little bit of insight into what you do, but go ahead and explain a little bit more for us on what you do and how you can help people, especially those that are involved in entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. So as a licensed marriage and family therapist, for years I've been working with people, individuals, families, couples, all from different backgrounds. And I started attracting in my practice more and more people that were working and having struggles or challenges in both their business, whether they were working for somebody, or those of them who are in startups or, you know, or entrepreneurs. And I started realizing that there was something there that needed to be tapped into. And I also at the same time realized that my entrepreneurial skills were not up to par. And as a therapist, you know, I focused on the clinical side of things and not as much on my business side. And once I started tapping into that, things started radically changing for me. And that's really where I saw what value I can start providing for my clients in that setting as well.
Yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because entrepreneurs are probably some of the most busy people that you come across. And I'm sure you found that they get burned out. Or what are some of the symptoms that really you've seen that kind of are warning signs that somebody's about to crash?
Well, I would probably say it would apply in pretty much any scenario of anybody who would be coming in, especially, you know, in the therapy setting. Anxiety, depression, despair, fights with relationships, the not getting up and the not motivated experiences that people are having. And I'm finding that whether it's something that might be, so to speak, clinical, or it might be something that's in business, or whether they're working for somebody else, is really, at the end of the day, what I have kind of distilled it down to would be, what is this person's purpose? And have they figured that out? And how close are they to actualizing that potential? And I'm finding that, like, all of these patterns that are happening, really, when I ask them, well, do you know your purpose? Are you aligned with your purpose? Are you living in your purpose? More often than not, I'm going to get a massive head shake no. And I'm finding that that's kind of the symptomology of that.
Wow. So when people come in and they're feeling low like that, how do you, as a therapist, help them out? What's the process like? Because there's some people that haven't worked with a therapist, and they're kind of scared to. You know, sometimes there's still a little bit of stigma of working with somebody in that professional space.
Yes, that's great, because it's funny. One of my Instagram posts the other day said that 20, 30 years ago, if you went to a therapist, people thought you were weird. And now, thankfully, as the stigma has changed, the line is, well, if you don't have a therapist, we're going to think you're weird. So thankfully, that stigma has evolved. And of course, there's still cultures and segments of society that see therapy or counseling still as that, like, why should I go trust somebody else? I can figure out my problems by myself. But when it comes to being able to get outside of your own way and getting unstuck with someone else who doesn't have that specific investment in your day-to-day and how you do what you do, they can give you a really good insight of your pattern. So in a way, I kind of see myself more as a pattern interrupter, you know, than the traditional old school, how does it make you feel? So that's my job, right? To find your patterns, see where you're getting stuck, challenging my clients' beliefs and assumptions about how they think things should be done. And that's usually what's getting them stuck, those beliefs and core, you know, and those core patterns around those beliefs.
Yeah, that makes a little sense. Now, I think it'd be great if we had a couple tips. What are some things we can do to, you know, kind of motivate ourselves or get us out of a rut if we find ourselves in one? I know exercise is always recommended. Is there anything else?
Well, of course, exercise, diet. You know, I know that Gary Vaynerchuk talks a lot about, you know, figuring out who you're hanging around is a big thing, right? If the people in your life are full of drama and they're not doing what, you know, if you want to be doing the right things and you want to be going forward in your life and being motivated, then you got to be hanging around those people as well. So always auditing your circles is a huge thing that a lot of people talk about. And the people that you hang out with the most are going to have that strong reflection on you. But the one thing that I'm finding that actually came out of my training as a business coach, which has been so incredibly powerful in my traditional therapy role, has been defining someone's values, right? So we can wander through life and make decisions, but if we're not crystal clear on what our core values are, and then we, you know, don't know what to make decisions on because we don't know, you know, we know we want to be a good person. We know we want to be kind. We know we want to, you know, try to do the right thing. But at the end of the day, what are your nitty gritty values? You know, 5, 6, 7 core values. And making decisions from there will bring you clarity on how to solve a lot of problems. Either it aligns with your values or it doesn't. And that will really alleviate a lot of issues, both in the business world as well as in an emotional or therapeutic sense. That would be the first step, is that I would challenge people to get really, 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 really clear on their core values and then make decisions from that for different aspects of their life.
Okay, I can see how that could be helpful, definitely. As an entrepreneur myself, sometimes I find myself getting caught up and looking at what other people are doing. And I've also heard other entrepreneurs say that too, especially in the age of social media. You look at other people's success and you kind of compare it to yourself. How do you stop that? You know, because I think that's something negative that we all tend to do from time to time.
Absolutely. Right. And we're always going to be looking at the environment around us. And on one side, I think it's a beautiful thing that if we don't know what's out there and what other people are accomplishing, how would we know what we can potentially achieve? And I really believe that everybody can be a teacher and everybody can be a student. And if you use these experiences or examples as something to motivate you, then that might be a great thing. But if you look at it as something like, I'm not there yet, I'm never going to be there, you find all the limitations in that, then that's not an emotionally healthy place to go. So on one side, again, right, use that as motivation. Use it as, wow, I didn't know that exists. I don't know I can accomplish it that way. On the other hand, don't beat yourself up and don't be your worst enemy. And make sure that the reasons why you're wanting that in your life comes from a good, honest, and pure place. As well as also, like I said a moment ago, does that align with your values? And you can't go wrong. You can't make a bad decision if you're in alignment with your values. So hopefully that would help as well.
Yeah, appreciate all these good tips. You know, this is really good stuff. What's the most rewarding part of being a therapist for you?
Ooh, so many stories that I have. So, you know, at the end of the day, when I get to come home and just knowing that I was able to help someone minimize their stressors and really start tapping into and maximizing their potential really, really is a worthwhile experience for me. And everybody has some type of challenge in their life, and everybody has some type of story, and, you know, they've gotten to a fight with somebody they love. And, you know, to really tap into the beauty of the humanity of all of that and to not get stuck in it and to help someone move along and get past that and then use that as an empowering experience really is profound for me. And the beautiful place of where I'm at right now in my practice is that I get to walk in every day to my office and work with clients that I want to see and that I enjoy working with, no matter what their struggles are. And that motivates me, and that gets me excited to be able to help them from that place.
Yeah, it's got to be nice to be able to walk into a job, walk into a new day every day and do something you love. And you know, it's funny we say that because that's really the goal of a lot of entrepreneurs. But sometimes we're just taking on too much as entrepreneurs and you might be doing it part time. What suggestions do you make for people that kind of have overloaded their schedule and, I mean, their bucket's just overflowing? What do you do at that point?
Well, it's interesting because my practice used to run that way. I used to allow every type of client to step into my door as opposed to deciding who I'm going to let in and who I'm not. And I would look at my schedule and I would see a certain client or two on my calendar and I'll be like totally bummed out for that afternoon. And then I would see them and then I'll be miserable, so to speak, or at least affected by that session for the rest of my afternoon. So this, again, still goes back to that values and the values-based decision-making is being clear on those values, but also really being clear on what you have time, space, and capacity for in your life and prioritizing it. If it doesn't nurture you, if it doesn't feed you, if it doesn't fulfill you, then you have to be okay, or we should get okay, with putting those things on the side until that will allow us to maybe either get to that place or decide that, you know what, it's just not a priority and I'm not going to get there. And I really love and enjoy helping my clients, whether they're my business clients or my traditional therapy clients, figure that out so they can have that really nice balance of family and friends and work and spirituality and health and everything else that they want. That's really, really, really a beautiful thing and really challenging to balance out unless you really know what to let in and what not to let in, you know, on your, you know, as I call it, my red carpet, who gets in and who doesn't get in.
Oh, I like that right there. That's a good one. That's a good way to look at it. Definitely like that. So if people are on social media and they want a little bit of this motivation, some of these good tips that you're giving, how do they get in touch with you and follow you on social media? Because I followed you for a while, see your post, and it's really encouraging. So I'm sure others would like to get in touch with you as well.
Absolutely. So I have two different Instagram accounts. I have my therapy practice account, and that's Jason Wasser, LMFT. And that's my more therapy account. And then I also have my business coaching account, which is Dream Biz Consulting. So either one is a good place to start. And you can reach out to me via email, or my number is actually there on Instagram. They can also find me on my practice website, which is thefamilyroomsfl.com, and SFL stands for South Florida.
All right, definitely. Speaking of South Florida, it seems like you've probably been busy lately with different things that we know have gone on in the news that are pretty traumatic. How's that been for you? How are you holding up?
It's been rough for a lot of people in different aspects of our community. And, you know, unfortunately, this is not the first time that a community has gone through things like this. And as we all know, everybody's really hoping for things to change, both, you know, on the macro level politically, but also on the micro level with, you know, emotional well-being and self-care. And there's such an outpouring of love and response. I know that dozens and dozens of emails went out regarding therapists and other volunteers going up to the community and helping. And I have friends who are up there and colleagues. I've been in touch with some of my high school students. I run a teen entrepreneurship program a few times a year. And I know some of the kids that I work with are connected to kids in that community. So thankfully, there's so much love that's coming out of this when there could be so much more hate and anger and divisiveness. You know, that's really what we're hoping for this time, is more support and nurturing and caring for each other.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate all the work that you do and the way you help out with the community. And Thanks for the tips you shared with us as well. For those listening that are entrepreneurs, we appreciate it. And definitely be in touch with Jason. He's got a lot of good information. We appreciate your time on The Life of a Gentleman, Jason.
Thanks for having.
Guys, that's going to do it for this edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. Like we said at the beginning, thank you so much for tuning in. We really can't do it without you. So hats off to you. And if you could you do us a favor, though? Could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? You know, by subscribing, you won't miss an episode. It'll go right to your phone or mobile device, whatever you choose to use to listen to the show, and just update you every Monday with a new episode. Also, the reviews. It just takes about 30 seconds of your time. If you do that for us, it's going to really help us out, and we would sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. But before I close out, let me say thank you to our special guests. We had a couple today that really came on and gave us a whole lot of knowledge, a whole lot of inspiration. So thank you to Larry Morrow, who came on and told us about his new book, All Bets on Me. Everybody go out there and support that book. This young man has done so much. I know he doesn't feel like he's done a lot, but man, he is inspiring so many people. Thank you, Larry, for being a part of the show. And also thank you to Dennis for coming on and talking about working with photographers, because a lot of us are in the fashion field or want to be an influencer in some way, shape, or form, and without a good photographer, you are not going to get far. So thank you for those tips, my friend. And last but not least, Jason Wasser. Check him out. And if you need any help with work-life balance, he is definitely somebody that can point you in the right direction. We certainly appreciate your time as well for listening, and hope you join us again next week when we do it all over again. And so, guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.